Dozens of activists gathered at the Dubai Exhibition Center, where climate talks are nearing an end, to urge world leaders to commit to the phase-out of fossil fuels. Drew Slatter is a climate activist from Fiji and a member of the group Pacific350.org.
This rally today is to let people know that we're holding the line. We're holding the line on negotiations. We're holding the line on staying below 1.5. The draft text that came out yesterday is unacceptable. It's not backed by science. It's not conducive to keep us below 1.5. This could potentially be the COP where the 1.5 target dies, and we can't let that happen.
The global scientific consensus is to limit planetary warming by 1.5 degrees Celsius or face catastrophic climate change. Yet some scientists forecast planet Earth is already on its way to warm by 2 degrees Celsius, driven mostly by the burning of fossil fuels. More than 100 countries are also joining the call for the phased out of planet-warming fossil fuels. But the countries that have the most to gain from coal, oil, and gas production are pushing a watered-down resolution, says Cassie Flynn, Global Director of Climate Change at the United Nations Development Program.
Right now, the language is criticized as too watery. It's not clear enough to give that signal about what is the future of fossil fuels in the world. The next is on adaptation. Climate crisis is on our doorstep. Countries need the right financing. They need the right support to be able to be resilient to all of these impacts. That's not as much in the text.
On one side are countries such as Saudi Arabia that won't accept phase-out language, while European and Latin American countries and small island nations say it's unacceptable to leave those words out. The draft document calls for countries to reduce consumption and production of fossil fuels in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. That leaves a lot of room for interpretation. And Andres Sieber, Associate Director of Policy at 350.org, says it should have a clear timeline for phasing out fossil fuels.
What we need is both a clear signal that we reduce fossil fuels dramatically in the next decade, as well as phase it out by mid-century. And then there's different ways to phrase that, but what matters is the substance.
Because COP28 operates mostly on consensus, one or two nations could derail negotiations. In a speech, Majid al-Sawadi of the oil-rich United Arab Emirates and COP28 Director General defended the 21-page draft resolution that doesn't even mention oil or natural gas.
It's important that we have the right language when it comes to fossil fuels. It's important that we think about how we get that balance. There are those who want phase out, there are those who want phase down, there are those who want different formulations. The point is to get a consensus. And we don't want one formulation that causes blockages in the process.
I urge negotiators to reject incrementalism.
UN Climate Chief Simon Steele urged language that has clear targets.
Each step back from the highest ambition will cost countless millions of lives. Not in the next political or economic cycle for future leaders to deal with, but right now across every country.
For nations already impacted by catastrophic climate change, like mass flooding, torrential rains, rising sea levels, or raging wildfires, time is of the essence. Outside the summit, U.S. climate activist Elizabeth Morrison confronted U.S. climate envoy John Kerry as he walked with United Arab Emirates oil czar and head of COP28.
Concern in the upcoming election, as young voters like me who want to vote for Biden, who want to vote Democratic, are not feeling that our voices are being heard and that we need a transition away and out of fossil fuels.
A new draft was promised to come out today, but was not released before the story was produced for airtime. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.